The song and dance will carry forward on its own accord. Whether anybody lives or dies or anything so happens to make it forward at all is simply irrelevant. There will be other planets, and whether it's a trillion zillion years or rebirth of new universe entirely, it is simply the blink of an eye to what is the void of non-existence. And if the song and dance takes all things into annihilation eventually, no matter how long it takes, there will be a world where all comes to life again and happens to go a step farther. Why wasn't there a prefect world created? The key to heaven is hell, in order to make things fresh and new, in order to be a challenge, to be a game. And death is needed for immortality, for renewal, as the true self is to be in the mystery-seeking purpose. It is in that moment when your highest dreams are death and annihilation is when the wonders of existence reveal themselves and the paradox is found of the alchemy of harmonia. And a growing excitement when you have united to that core. That song beyond all things as it carries you forward in the qualling dance to be the RPG adventurer, to forge and discover something new. Once any vision you can do anything to escape your own demise has left you is when you're standing with Shiva, that your soul is one with the dance and song of your eternal existence, seeing that many came before you in the cause of what one's mission is. The world is ash as much as your own being, and the more you accept it, the more you're dancing forwards. The eternal RPG adventurer. The gates of hell have taken you to a garden of flowers, and more you're united to a spirit of a song and dance beyond it. You have found the harmony of your very existence. Accept your death, accept your oblivion, and for once know the spirit of what it means to be alive, one with a song advancing forwards. Look beyond what things are to what's really there. Live within middle world, as that is the very center that contextures and paints the color of your very existence. There is a thousand names for Shiva, just as to the true nature of all people across the world, yet they all harmonically attune to the same being. Bakungu, Imagineer Chesterfield, Candon Mouse Funk. Just all a part of the song and dance of who you are. My vision is destruction and annihilation, and can it be seen without death? There could be nothing living at all as it was, other than in the acceptance of your own demise, that you are ever advancing forwards. And look at this landscape of hell, refresh you. Shiva is the destruction of your own being, yet in such the paradox of life that for once you're living. This is Sati and consciousness, this is the higher chakra, and this is the ending of Holy Mountain 1973 as things step from pictures and pages into life. A person has a thousand faces, and let yourself dance with all of the colors of the wind, for each is an aspect of who you are, as sacred as any other. As a dungeon master dumps a cup of dice, the move is yours. What would it mean to live in a world of gods? Perhaps the grander vision is climb the Hall of Heroes. This is the game, and you're the adventurer. It seems as real as Dungeons and Dragons captured your heart. There is something Greek-like within you. Why must all things be the same when there is so much beauty in that it's different? When times change, the necessity of what makes the path forward changes, and perhaps in your eccentrics it is your time as real as something is namelessly calling you. Despite Nayarsky at the diapery fairy dragon, that your archetype is simply ridiculous, yet so are the times. Or whatever is ultimately the dice roll on their own.